Hey, babe. I just got in from the store. This morning, before I left for work, I noticed you were out of bread. So, being the amazing girlfriend that I am, I took it upon myself to get you some more. Your favorite, of course. Only the best for you. I'm just putting away all the groceries I got while leaving you this message. While I was at the store, I also managed to pick up a few other things. I know. I can never just go into the store for the one thing I need. I always end up getting more and spending so much money. But this time it was on good things. They had your favorite cereal on sale, so I obviously picked you up a box of that. I made sure to grab some more butter and eggs because I noticed you were running low. I made sure to replace the paper towels. Oh, and I also got the good paper plates. Not that cheap, flimsy stuff that you keep insisting on buying because of how cheap they are. You know that whenever you're eating, it bleeds through the plate and then it ends up on the floor, leading to a huge mess that one of us has to clean up. That's a good thing that I love you because I'm not sure if I would put up with such crude behavior otherwise. They also had cherries on sale. I was thinking we could do a Sunday night. You could pick up your favorite flavor on the way home since I already got the fixins. It could be a fun little date night. Super cute, super romantic, and a great way to unwind after work. I know that work has been a sore spot the past few weeks. It's been stressing you out a lot, with your boss overworking you and employees that just don't listen. You really haven't had much time to yourself. That's why, even though we don't live together, I thought doing the grocery shopping for you might help you out, even just a little bit. Now that I'm thinking about it, this could come off as creepy, couldn't it? Oh, I thought I was being sweet. But the more groceries I keep putting away and the more I talk out loud, the more weird it sounds. I wasn't trying to be weird, babe. I promise. Oh well, if this makes you think that I'm an evil stalker who's going to murder you in your sleep, at least I'm a pretty evil stalker who's going to murder you sweetly in your sleep. Nah. I love you too much to do that. Would I try to sabotage someone I'm planning on moving in with? That would be so silly of me. I just want to make you smile every day and kiss you and hold you. Thinking about seeing you again, having you within arm's reach. It's made me realize just how much I miss you. I know you're only at work, and I'll see you in a few hours. But I really miss you. When I'm not with you, it feels like there's this gnawing hunger nipping at me from this cavern in my stomach saying, "Where are they? Find them. Make sure they're loved and they know that they're safe and all those things." I swear, it's such a struggle every day to not just chain you to the bed and keep you all to myself as a pet. You would be such a cute little puppy, babe. I could get you matching ears and a tail. Ooh, some mittens so your hands are completely useless. Some restraints so you would only be able to crawl to move around. Obviously, a gag muzzle thing would be there so that you wouldn't be able to, talk. You would be so adorable and helpless. A clueless little puppy that's completely dependent on me for everything. Oh, it would be so cute. Do you think I should get you the ears and tail, babe? I just realized I asked a question to a voice message and was expecting a response. Obviously, you can't respond. Duh. That's what happens when I try to multitask. At least the groceries are almost completely put away. I just need to put away the one thing I actually went to the store for, bread. That goes right up here, and groceries freshened. There we go. Now you can avoid the store for another week, and you also have your favorite food stocked up. I'm a pretty great girlfriend, aren't I? I wonder if you're going to listen to this message at work or if you're going to come home and see the nice gift I left you. I kind of hope you listen to this at work. I want your stomach to be full of nerves and butterflies when you're on your way home. It would make me smile knowing that you knew I was in your home all day while you were at work. Ooh, I just thought something. I just remembered. I should make a thing or two smell like me, shouldn't I? That way, you think about me when you're alone and remember to text me. Now, let's see. I could sit on the couch, but that's a little basic for me. So many people have sat on the couch, girls included. I don't want to be included in that group. I'm not like them. I'm special. I'm unique. You love me, and I love you, so the spot should be special. The kitchen has groceries stocked by me. So if I made that room smell like me, well then, that would be the only room that you would have known I was in and that I touched things with. Yeah, I don't think I like that. That feels a little weird, you know? Like you confined the woman to the kitchen. The bathroom doesn't have anything that scents really cling to. I could spray my perfume on the shower curtain, sure, but that smell is going to leave after your first shower. That bedroom's for your roommates. I don't want anything to do with them. The last thing I want is for them to smell me. They'll start telling you lies about how I'm toxic and stalking you. Your roommate seems to think I'm obsessed with you. Isn't that funny? They don't know me. You know me. And you know me well enough to know that I'm not a stalker. I'm not obsessed with you. I'm just in love with you. And I miss you so much while you're at work. Is it really so wrong of me to love you so much? Jackpot. Your bedroom. Look, there's your dresser. And that's your closet. Oh, and that's your desk. And your bed. Oh, wow, it's so soft. I've never been in your bedroom before. Normally, when I'm over, I just stick to the living room, the bathroom, and the kitchen. I figure that the things in your bedroom are meant to be private, but I couldn't help myself today, babe. Please don't be mad. I was so curious today, and I was thinking that maybe you would see that the groceries have been replenished and assume it was your roommate and not me. I couldn't let that happen. I don't want your roommate who was trying to keep us from being together to get all the credit for the nice thing I did for you. It wasn't for them. It was for you. I love you. I want you. I miss you. Not your good for nothing roommate. They don't matter. Going into your bedroom, laying in your bed, breathing you in, feeling where you sleep every night. I'm laying exactly where you're laying every night. This is where I belong, not in your filthy roommate's room. Oh, it's so nice. Your sheets feel so good against me. Oh, you smell so good too. I love breathing in your essence. Oh. You smell so much better than I thought you would. I don't think I could ever get enough of this. Right now, I'm getting you all over me, and I'm getting my scent all over your sheets. You're not going to be able to sleep without thinking about me. Your sheets, they're just so soft. Of course, you would only sleep on something as comfortable as this, babe. Only the best for you. It's what you're worthy of course. If I'm going to want to have you over, I'm going to have to get a new bed. Mine isn't nearly soft enough for you. That much is evident. But I feel so accomplished. I finally got into your... Wait. I finally got into our bedroom. This is a really big step for us as a couple. Maybe we will be able to actually meet soon. Oh, I'm so excited for that day. I'm tired of watching you on social media, following from a distance, stealing your coworkers' schedules to see when you work. It's so time-consuming, you know. I'm tired. I just want to be with you, babe. Maybe this nice gesture will show you that I am girlfriend material. You don't even have to go through the process of making me fall in love with you, because I'm already there. I love you more than I love breathing. Every night hurts because I don't have you in my arms to hold as I sleep. I fantasize about how your lips would feel against mine, how I could taste them every night. I picture that they're a little bit chapped. I picture that they fit perfectly against mine. I predict that when we kiss, there's going to be sparks for both of us. When we finally kiss, you're gonna see what I've been talking about, what I've been feeling. These sheets really are soft against my legs. What are they? Cotton? Satin? I don't know, some type of linen. Oh, good thinking on my part for shaving before I got here. I get to enjoy your sheets. I get your essence without anything getting in the way. Just my bare skin against the fabric of your sheets, soaking you in. Oh, I've missed this. I mean, I've never rolled around in your bed before. This is my first time in your room, like I said. But as soon as I started doing it, it felt so natural to be here. Your bed felt right. I feel like I belong here. Oh, it's such a good feeling. The only thing that would make it better is if you were here with me. Kissing me, touching me, letting me touch you back. Things maybe start to get heated. Maybe I put a hand on your neck and I pull you flush against me. Your hand rests on my hip. Would it be wrong? It would be so wrong if I... But I just... I mean... It's not like you're home. It's not like you're gonna know. Where would the problem be if there was a special ending to this voicemail? One for only you.